is the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views that are expressed here, and not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom. Melody, how are you doing?
Good evening, Dr. Stan. I'm doing just great. Thank you.
Well, how's business doing?
It's been hectic.
You mean, is that good or bad?
That's good.
All right. Well, I would think that anybody who sees what's going on has to realize that our financial system is in real trouble. The financial system of the world is collapsing, and we're simply not being told the truth. Did you see Ben Bernanke on 60 Minutes last night?
No, I didn't.
All right. Well, you didn't miss that much. But basically, it was fascinating, you know, as he was talking about, oh, if we could just get the financial structure working, if we just unfreeze, we could get the banks lending money again. Well, the banks are lending money again. You know, certainly banks are lending money. The big banks are lending money to India and to China, and they're lending money to Dubai, and they're certainly lending money to Spain, a Citigroup, which we've given, I don't know how many billion dollars to, $40-60 billion. They put their name on a big stadium and that supporting various sports teams, but they're not lending, and they don't intend to lend because they're all in on the scam, but they can't let the American people know that there is an organized effort to bring down the whole structure of our economy. And, of course, what they've done with the small banks, of course, they've dried up their money by paying interest from the Federal Reserve, and now, of course, they're threatened with the possibility of a big assessment from the FDIC that'll take up all of their profits from last year. They worked hard, they made a profit, and now the FDIC wants to take all that money away because they've lost so much money in all the banks that have gone down, and so the poor small banks don't really stand much of a chance. So everything is being done on one hand to dry up the funds for lending. At the same time, they keep saying, oh, we've really got to get something done here. We'll just give more money to the banks or have more regulations or something of that sort. And of course, certainly now we find out that AIG, we're giving all this money to AIG. And AIG is funneling a lot of the money to other banks in other countries, not to banks in this country. So what do you make of it all, Melody? It doesn't make sense. If they were really trying to solve the problem.
No, it certainly doesn't make sense. And I'm sure this information with AIG funneling money to other banks, I'm sure it's going on elsewhere. And, you know, that's just tip of the iceberg of how these funds are being appropriated to places that, of course, they're not going to tell us. They don't want the American person, the American people to know where these funds are going, and it is certainly the American people's right to know because, of course, we have to pay for it. But so much of it is unclear, and they just refuse to let us know what is going on. And it is an outrage with what is going on with AIG and all these other banks. And it's interesting because so many people are beginning to wake up, and they see that, you know, that Washington can't spend their way out of this situation. And that what they're doing certainly isn't going to help in the future for this country and the economy and for the people who have to pay this debt back. And we will have to pay this debt back. This debt will come due. And of course, we all know that lots of times when, you know, something can't be paid, it won't be paid. So a lot of people are waking up to this. They're looking to preserve what they have. Perhaps they don't have their fingers on the real heartbeat of the problem, but they know that the situation is not good, and they are moving to preserve their purchasing power and their wealth through gold and silver.
Well, certainly, Melody Cederstrom does sell gold and silver. She supports Radio Liberty. We support her, love to have her on here with us a couple of times a month as we talk about what's going on. And hope, for instance, in England, when they bail out the banks, they're told they have to lend in England, not in America. They can lend all over the world. Well, Melody, what do you hear from the people that your customers, as they're calling you? They realize, of course, this is probably a pretty good time to buy gold now that it's down somewhat?
Absolutely. You know, we've had a little bit of a pullback here in gold. We certainly, have seen it hovering around this 920, you know, testing the 900, and it seems to maintain a pretty good base at this level. Coin prices, the older $20 gold pieces and such, they certainly have had tremendous gains over and above the spot price of gold, and of course they're maintaining their levels also because they don't make these types of coins anymore, and product is certainly getting difficult to obtain. You also have the American 1 ounce gold eagles, the bullion coins, and the silver eagles, the series that are again being delayed production by the mint, and delays of these are again becoming you know, 3-4 weeks out for delivery. So lots of times we might get some older dated gold eagles that come in, and they might be a little bit more readily available than the new ones. But again, the production of these coins have become very difficult. They just delay their orders and their commitments to the primary dealers, and of course this filters through. So it's amazing that the only department in the government that makes a profit can't keep up with demand, but I guess it's just typical of the of the government that we have, and certainly it seems like they don't want to make a profit, but I can't imagine the difficulty of supplying. But the demand has been very strong, and I expect it to continue.
What do you hear about the demand around the West of the world? Is there demand in other countries, in the say in India, in China, in Russia, in the oil producing countries? What's happening there? Do you have your finger on the pulse?
There's strong demand everywhere around the world. I get sometimes I get phone calls and emails from people in various locations wanting to know if we can ship coins there, if we can do business, or perhaps they're located in a different country, but they have family here in the States, and so we get calls and inquiries all around the world for product because they can't find it in their location. And so this is happening everywhere. It's very difficult to obtain coins of quality.
Well, can you actually ship them to other countries?
Some of the European countries I could. We can't ship to Canada, and you certainly can't ship to the Latin countries. So it's very difficult, and the best thing that they can do is, try to find something within their own.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Melody Cederstrom. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course, our guest this afternoon this evening is Melody Cederstrom, and we're just talking about what's happening financially. But if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-Liberty, 1-888-24-Liberty, or 464-8295. Basically, of course, what the government is doing is massive spending. Now, we already have, certainly the current national debt is about $10.6 trillion. We're talking about increasing that debt by about, somewhere between $1.5 and $2 trillion in this 1 year. This is the year 2009, and next year it'll probably be $2.5 trillion. Understand, it took the United States 200 years to run up $1 trillion in debt, and then during the Reagan administration, the debt increased to $2.7 trillion, and then, of course, it's just been, downhill all since then. It was about $5.5 trillion when George Bush came in, and now it's increased that almost $5 trillion just during his time in office. And, of course, the real debt of the United States by general accepted accounting principles that the GAAP, and you can go to the GAO and look it up. That figure is really should be in the neighborhood of $65 trillion. That is the gross domestic product of all the nations of the world, more than the gross domestic product of all the nations of the world. And there's no way that debt will ever be paid off. Unless, of course, they simply inflate it away by destroying the value of our currency. And it's very obvious that this is what they're going to do. In Germany, they're not going to try to spend their way out of this. They're going to contract, let the economy slow down, and it'll eventually get down to a sound basis. Here in the United States, we're going to just keep printing money and printing money and printing money. And countries throughout the world now have just already slowed back and cut back tremendously on the amount of American debt that they're going to buy. And since they're stuck with all these dollars, the only thing to do is come here and start picking up bargains. The future of America will be owned very soon by foreign nations. Already 25% of our manufacturing is owned by foreign nations. They're not telling you that. Westinghouse, it used to be as American as apple pie, is now about as American as China. And certainly the other countries, I've forgotten whether it's China or Japan that brought up Westinghouse, but certainly it's one of the Oriental countries, and they're simply buying up our assets, and we have no alternative because we owe them the money. And you never want to be a borrower, because eventually the time comes when you have to pay it back. Well, again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And Melody says that people really are beginning much more to buy gold and silver than they have in the past. And is it readily available now? You were saying that it's a little hard to get the new eagles, silver eagles, gold eagles, but are the other coins, the bags of 90% silver coins, are they still available?
You can get the 90% bags. It does change from day to day. The premiums are increasing. My premiums are increasing for my wholesalers from morning to afternoon, depending on the demand. So, yes, they're there, but the prices are rising. Same way, again, the $20 gold pieces, the fractional pieces, everything, the premiums are just rising because the demand is so much greater than what the inventory that is out there. And large purchases, I always have to confirm the availability before I can lock in anything. And basically, people are purchasing what is available. And I always encourage that you buy for immediate delivery. Find out what you can. Make sure you're purchasing things that have the immediate delivery. You shouldn't purchase things with promises of 8 weeks delivery or longer. You shouldn't do that. Things are changing too rapidly to go out that length of time for any major purchases. So be very careful. There's so many things that are popping up and promises that are going to be made, and with this product getting difficult to purchase and to obtain, a lot of dealers out there will just be taking the funds and worrying about delivery later. So be very careful. So the best thing I could recommend is that you call us, of course, but be very careful. Things are beginning to be exposed. Someone emailed me the other day about the television commercials where you send your jewelry in and people are making tons of money and so forth. I guess that has been exposed as a scam, and people weren't getting their money and they were getting pennies on the dollar, and it was taking months for them to get their funds, so it was exposed as a scam, and you really don't see those advertisements anymore. The commercial where you see the 10th-ounce gold eagles being sold for $114 for one 10th-ounce gold eagle, and they imply that you're receiving the larger coins. But those, they quit minting them, 6-7 months ago. So, I don't know where they're getting their supply, so be very careful. A lot of these ads are bait and switches and promises, so a lot of that is going on.
Well, I know there are an awful lot of sharks out there in the water, and I think you have to be, I would caution the people to be very, very careful and to go to somebody who's reputable, especially if you're going to be, buying these things and you're not going to a local dealer, and then you have to watch your local dealers. Some of them are scrupulously honest and some of them are just plain unscrupled. So, at times like this, of course, everybody tragically is looking out after themselves. Well, certainly as we look and see what's happening to the economy, certainly car dealerships are closing down all over the country. And it's really not their fault at all. It's the fact that people are just not putting out their money for cars. They've created a deflationary psychology. They frighten people. In fact, if you pick up the newspaper and you read the headlines, understand that they're molding your reality. They're shaping your thoughts through the headlines you read in the newspapers. And, in fact, I picked up a number of articles. One of them talked about gloom. The next one called about fear. The next one talked about depression. The next one talked about crisis. The next one talked about loss and bankruptcy. And as you read these newspaper headlines, your ideas are being shaped, and this is why people are not buying today. But really, it's disturbing is so many of our good corporations are going down. Certainly, Mervyn's went down, and it looks like Macy's is not going to be too far behind. They're having real financial problems. Circuit City closed their doors here just last week, and they were the second largest electronic electronic sales company in the country, electronic products, second only to Best Buy. And, we're even finding places like Home Depot and Lowe's. I mean, home construction, they're having real problems. But the price of homes continues dropping, and, of course, everybody is bidding to the lowest they possibly can. In other words, they're dropping the price of their house because they want to get out of it before the price goes even lower. And this is the real problem that we have, is that they're doing absolutely nothing to stop the cascade of home foreclosures. They pretend they are. Oh, my goodness, they've got this safe homes program. They've got all these programs that have fancy names to them. And they renegotiate the loans, but the trouble is the lenders don't want to take less. They don't want to give up the money that's owed to them. But then, of course, they get the homes back, and then they have to sell them at a loss. Or maybe in some places they can't sell them at all. And then, of course, we hear that they're coming over from Japan and China and other countries that are just flush with American dollars and buying up the various products and commercial sites. Certainly, many of the shopping centers, commercial shopping centers, are getting into problems because, of course, everything was built on loans. And it's fine as long as you keep lending the money, and then you could rent out the offices, rent out the stores. But suddenly, if you can't borrow any more money and nobody wants to rent your stores, you're already in a bind, and then, of course, you lose everything, which is what happens in these cycles that are artificially produced by the banks by holding the money back. It's not the little bank that's doing it. It's the big banks, and this is what they always did. This is what they did during the Great Depression, and this is what they're doing now, and all the money that Ben Bernanke is going to throw at it is not going to make the banks lend money. In fact, we've given them a lot of money, and what did they do? Why, of course, they're paying big bonuses. They're paying high dividends, and they're sending the money out of country, but they're not lending it in the United States. And nobody ever asks why that is. Have you noticed that melody? All they do is talk about the problem, but they never point out that the banks have plenty of money, and they're lending it to other countries, but they won't lend it here, and nobody ever asks why.
That's very true. And, people are... of late, and I'd say this past week, a lot of people are telling me that, Melody, I look around and it doesn't seem like there's a problem. And it's strange because it is very limited to various areas. A couple people just come back from Florida and they said, well, you wouldn't believe there's a depression going on down there. And, of course, they're just looking at, hot vacation places where people go and... another person says, well, we've been trying to do this, but the prices haven't come down. You wouldn't know that there's a recession going on because, prices have not fallen. Airline prices have not fallen. Where we want to go has not fallen. But then when you go into other areas, there's been areas of this country that has been just totally devastated. And, of course, the banks do have the funds available to lend. But certainly they don't want to release their funds, not here in this country, but who can loan from this country? You have businesses who, everything has come to a standstill. No one wants to commit. No one wants to take the next step in fear of failure. These businesses, they might have cash on the side, but why should they spend their cash in trying to keep their business going, they've been accustomed to being able to go to the government for any funds that they needed in case, for all these bailouts that are being produced. the American person out there, when you have a economy that is based on two-thirds of consumer purchasing, their credit is to such they can't borrow anymore because, you know, we've already had a problem with subprime lending, and certainly there's
hold
a lot of
thought,
people out
hold
there.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Go right ahead, Melody.
Certainly there's a lot of people out there. Their credit won't justify any loans, so they've lowered the standards.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-
We might be able to teach the people, Melody, is they really don't understand fractional reserve banking. They don't understand that everything in our system is based upon credit. Now, what's wrong with that?
Well, what's wrong with it is this country and the world, they have measured their wealth through credit, through debt. And you cannot have wealth that is measured with debt. Wealth has to be measured with something that's tangible, something that's real. And gold has always been that one item in which wealth could be measured. So it's not real. There isn't anything real that's going on out there. And that's probably the hardest thing for most people to understand, is that it's just not real. And, you know, yes, it's all debt, and it's a credit society, but it's all digits. It's nothing real. And I think sometimes it's hard for people to grasp that, you know, it's like a gold coin. You have something real in your hand with all the debt, and we talk about trillions and, you know, with the derivatives, quadrillion. And, I mean, these are just numbers that are just being thrown around. They've lost any meaning to what the true numbers are. And just like, what is a million anymore? It has no meaning. Now we're up to trillions. We passed billions, and now we're up to trillions. And so people can't grasp that it's just nothing. It's digits. And there certainly is a crisis here in this country and around the world. And so oftentimes we talk about the, you know, what's happening with the jobs here, with the credit, with the debt, with the dollars that are being printed. And we can't forget that this isn't an agenda. This isn't an agenda towards a one government. And just this week I was told that there's people out there that believe that the elitists, whoever you want to call them, the elitists, that they've actually have lost control. And I don't believe that. You know, I believe they're very much in control, and perhaps they might have to adjust as things go on, as this things change, and as you know, different situations and scenarios are affected, they might change their plan a little bit and to adapt to it. But I really do believe they're very much in control to a point. I ultimately know who's really in control, but for the sake of this, what I'm trying to say is they're very much in control. We can't ever forget that. And this is on their agenda. This is what they want to happen. We've been conditioned. The people of this country, the people around the world have been conditioned. And it's playing out as they desire. And
I think this is really much so important for our people to know. You hear about the financial markets not working. They are very selective in who they lend to. And if they want to destroy a major corporation that is competing with one of their corporations, they will simply destroy them. And they've done this for the last 100 years. We have a wonderful book written by Woodrow Wilson Packey. Well, it's based upon the speeches he gave in 1911, which was 98 years ago. And the book is called The New Freedom. And he talked about how a credit was the very lifeblood of an industrialized society. But the people who controlled credit at that time would simply crush the people that they didn't want in specific fields. And they would do that by withholding credit and suddenly even selling at a loss against them, so that there was no way they could maintain their business, and they'd be forced out of business. Nothing has changed. And actually, of course, in those days it was J.P. Morgan, John D. Rockefeller, and the Whitneys and the Mellons and the Rothschild agents, and they were specifically Jacob Schiff, Paul Warburg, the Lehman Brothers, and, well, those men have long since died. But the dynasties they left behind, the financial institutes they left behind, are still here. And, of course, they are today J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup. Those are all Rockefeller-controlled banks. Certainly the Goldman Sachs and a number of other banks are Rothschild-controlled. And you really can't find out how this all works, but there's a wonderful report up on the Internet, and it's going to be in a new syllabus we're going to be putting out in our talk on the financial Armageddon that points out the influence of the Rothschilds banks here in the United States. But so much of this goes back to the Bank of England. In fact, if you read my pamphlet on the history of money, you'll find out that the reason that the Congress didn't want the first central bank of the United States was because it was controlled by the British government. And the reason they repudiated the charter of the second bank was because it was controlled by the British government. And right today, if you look at these charts put up by the House Banking Committee back in 1976, you'll find the same thing is true. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-800-464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question. Well, Melody, let's say right back here in Cushman. It's fascinating as you begin studying the history of banking here in the United States and find out that for almost 100 years, the same families have controlled the reins of political power and economic power and industrial power and banking power right here in the United States. And there's not one person in 10,000 who really understands what's happening and what the ultimate goal is. And, of course, the man who really leads the Rockefeller dynasty today is David Rockefeller, and he's quite open in his desire to bring about a world government that can only come about by destroying the industrial base of this country. Well, our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or comment for our guest Melody. And Melody, you know, as I talk to people, I don't think most of them really do understand what banking is about, or fractional reserve banking, or the fact that the banks only have to keep a fraction of the reserves on hand and then can actually create money out of nothing. That's the most amazing thing in the world.
Yes, it is. And you're right, I don't think they understand. And maybe they never had a reason to understand. It just, you know, they were able to live their lives and have almost anything that they wanted. They lived a good life, and certainly now that their lifestyles have been threatened and many of them have lost their lifestyles that they are so attached to, they're looking to point a finger, but yet I doubt if they will really point the finger in the right direction. And because you're right, they don't understand what the banking system is about, and it takes you know, a desire to want to learn, and so you know, whether they will, you know, perhaps they'll just you know, I guess just waking up to the point that there is a problem, and even if they can learn a small fraction of what is going on, perhaps, you know, it will do something in order for them to protect and preserve their wealth, what they have left.
Well, at least I know that some of our listeners have been listening, and they actually have made the right moves. I just talked to a lady today, this evening, as a matter of fact, who lives back in South Carolina. It said that she had actually taken our advice and done all the things that were really necessary, and at least she's isolated herself as well as any of us can from what lies ahead. She's made the preparations. She certainly got her things out of the stock market and of course, got certainly into tangible items that will retain their value as our currency is progressively destroyed. Well, we're going to be back in just a moment with guests right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've got Greg calling us from Flint, Michigan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But before we go ahead right now, I want to, Melody, to give out your telephone number, your website, and tell people what they'll learn if they get in touch with you.
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That is 1-800-375-4188. Our website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net, discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. And we do something a little bit different than I believe any dealer out there, is we listen to what the customer investment objective is, purchasing gold and silver. We listen to that, and we try to put together a portfolio that will be suitable for them. Sometimes bartering items are important, and sometimes you can be misled, and they'll want to put their whole, all their investment into smaller coins. Well, usually if you buy a smaller coin, you're going to pay more for your gold. So it doesn't make sense to put all your funds all into small coins. Again, this comes back to how much you're looking to put into the market. So we kind of put together portfolios based on a little bit of common sense, and we try to keep things basic, uncomplicated, and we try to educate the customer so they can make an informed decision and that they can play an active role in purchasing their gold coins for their portfolio instead of just having someone tell them, oh, you need this one, you need this one, you need this one. And, of course, when you hear that, it's usually just for the best benefit of the dealer trying to sell one type of coin to everybody. So we do take a different approach, and it has been very successful.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to Greg, who's calling us from Flint, Michigan. Hi, Greg. How are you doing?
I'm fine, sir. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Greg, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, Melody. I was just wondering how long it would take from the time I placed an order to the time I actually received the metal myself.
Well, our basic turnaround time is 15 working days from the date of commitment, and that can be a couple of days on either side of those 15 days. Sometimes it can take a little bit longer depending on, you know, what a customer orders, how much he orders, and if the Treasury all of a sudden decides to, you know, delay shipment of Gold Eagles or Silver Eagles, that can change things at the last minute that wasn't anticipated. But for the most part, on average, you can expect that we're finished processing most of our orders within 15 working days of the day of the commitment.
Okay, I was just a little nervous. I've never done it before. So this would be my first time.
Greg, I'll tell you, it's a little scary when you do it the first time, and then, of course, they're shipped by certified mail. And you always wonder, is the mail going to get there? But it always gets there. This is the one thing that the government can do fairly well, or the post office can do fairly well, because they're just tremendous criminal liability for anybody who steals anything from the post office, and of course it's insured, so it really is nothing to be frightened about. At least in my experience, it's a very, very efficient means of getting what you're purchasing. But just be sure that you go to somebody who's dependable, that you can really depend upon.
Okay, that's all I need to know.
Okay.
What you can do to speed up delivery is when you make your payment, I usually recommend payment by personal checks or bank wires. You can always do a bank wire, and that certainly would speed up your delivery. And again, make sure you're purchasing items that you do have readily available delivery. So, of course, unless something pops up. But the registered and insured U.S. mail is the safest way to send anything. That is something that they do very well. They track it from location to location. Everyone who touches the package, they have to sign for it, and only certain people have the authorization to touch those packages. So they keep them under lock and key the whole way.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question. But we are certainly in one of the most dangerous times in our nation's history. And really, of course, what's so interesting, of course, the latest big story is, oh, now these executives from AIG are going to get, I don't know, $160 million from the government, from AIG, their bonuses for what a good job they did of wrecking the company. In fact, it was the derivative section over in London that supposedly had made all the mistakes and destroyed the company. And the United States has put over $160 billion into AIG. But, of course, even more, they're not telling you, we're probably going to have to put another $350 billion in, and it may very well go up to $1 trillion to bail out AIG. Now, they keep repeating over and over and over again, AIG is just too big to bail out, too big to fall. AIG is just too big to fall. If we were to fall, it would take down the whole world financial structure with it. And I say it's too big to try to maintain. There is too much money that's involved, and of course a lot of this money is owed to foreign countries. In fact, if you look and see where the AIG money has been going, it's been going predominantly to European banks, because of course these where contracts were made in the office there, in the London office of AIG, and was going to Lloyd's of London. It was going to Deutsche Bank, and it was going to sort of French banks and Swiss banks. And so why are we giving all this money to AIG to bail out the banks over in Europe? Are we going to bail out the whole world financial system and by so doing destroy the value of our currency and impoverish our people? And that's exactly what they're going to do. But, of course, what they do is they focus our attention on, oh, these terrible, terrible executives over there, and we've got to pay them $160 million. Well, $160 million, I think, in bonuses. Maybe it's more than that. But under any circumstances, then Barack Obama says, oh, this is terrible, you know, we're not going to do it. And then he said, well, but we have to because it's contractual, and there'll be lawsuits against it, you know. We have to give them this money because they did such a wonderful job of destroying the value of this company. And so they take our attention off the really important issue of why we're bailing out AIG. What about these bonuses? And see, what they do is they control our reality. And they get us focused on the wrong issues. The wrong issues is we should not be bailing out AIG. We ought to let it go bankrupt. And everybody who did anything with it should go bankrupt too. And most of these are European banks. And what we are doing is bailing out the European banks. But they don't tell the American people that. They focus our attention on the bonuses rather than the countless billions of dollars we're funneling out of this country to stabilize the economy of European nations that ought to be able to look after themselves and bail out their own banks rather than us bailing them out. What do you think about that?
Well, that's absolutely correct. I mean, they do focus on these, you know, it's almost laughable when they're, you know, trying to, when they were approving these bailouts for other firms and so forth, and you know, these politicians in Washington are touting that, oh, yeah, we need to control these CEO wages, you know, and what they get paid and so forth. And it was just really, it's just like, what? Hello? I mean, who cares? You know, I mean, why pay these corporations billions of dollars and then worry about what the CEO gets paid? I mean, they shouldn't be getting the money in the first place. And as you said, it's just a way to distract the American people and to make them think that they're really focusing, you know, and that they're really setting the rules in order for these corporations to receive these funds. I mean, AIG was just a money laundering. They were able to funnel this money through these banks, because certainly the American people would have been, maybe they would have been a little outraged. Who knows? Maybe not, if they knew that these funds going to AIG were probably meant to be funneled to these foreign banks and so forth, because you got to remember these foreign countries, particularly China and so forth, they still need to buy our debt in order for us.
Dollars. That's $2 trillion that has been lent by or given or loaned, or we don't know what's been done with it, from the Federal Reserve System, and Mr. Bernanke is not about to tell the American people what's happening to the bank. And the reason he's not telling them, and the reason he can justify it, is the best-kept secret in America, and that is that the Federal Reserve System is not part of the federal government. It is a privately owned empire, banking empire, owned largely by European banks. And Chris, this is what it's all about. And you really have to see this report that came out in 1976 from the House Banking Committee to understand what this is all about. And this will be available through our ministry very shortly. And of course, all of these banks interlock. They have people on the board of directors of many of our major corporations, from General Motors to General Electric to Alcoa, to write down the list of the great American corporations, and they all interlock with these major American banks. So this is how the economy is managed, and this is why you can't go in and compete with them, because they control the banks and they control the industry. And who are they? Why, they're the great banking families that have been around for over 100 years. Well, our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and you'll certainly want to get this new syllabus. I hope it'll be available in about 2 weeks. And it contains articles by Congressman McFadden, Chairman of the House Banking Committee, for many years, who tried to point out the fraudulent nature of the Federal Reserve System, by which, of course, if you deposited $1 in the bank, they could lend out $10. And that meant that it actually had increased the amount of credit that was out there, by 90%, actually by 900%. And then, of course, you could take that $9 and deposit in another bank, and then that bank could lend out $8. And then you take that $8 in deposit in another bank, and they could let out $7 or at least 10% of the $7, and right on down the line, so you're actually able to increase the leverage on that $1 40-to-1 and create this artificial prosperity, which is fine as long as it works. But what happens when you lose the original dollar and the whole financial house of cards comes down? It is an artificial system. It is one of the most clever scams ever created. We've all lived a wonderful life under this system. We've all been able to buy homes and live prosperously and travel. Unfortunately, as has always happened with this type of system, whether it be in ancient Greece, whether it be in ancient Rome, whether it be in ancient Venice, whether it be in ancient Florence, whether it be in the Weimar Republic or in Zimbabwe today, the systems always eventually collapse. And that's what the American people don't understand, is the history of fiat money system. And there's no incidence in all history where a nation has gone into a fiat money system or that country has not eventually collapsed and the people have been impoverished and ended up with an authoritarian, a dictatorial form of government. And that's the message we'd like to get out. But how can we get people to understand that, Melody?
By listening to programs like this, by listening to other alternative radio programs, reading your material that you send out, and there's a lot of good reading material out there that is produced. And history always repeats itself, and certainly it is the only ability that this time around is, I believe, they have the tools, the internet, the computers, the digital system, in order to extend the collapse longer. You have the media in which people have been more conditioned, easier to be conditioned on a daily basis than previously, so they've been able to extend this a little bit longer than what most of us that know what's going on, that knows the system, could believe possible.
Well, I think that actually they could have even kept it going further, but they seem to be operating on a timetable, and they brought this whole thing down intentionally. They could have rescued Bear Stearns, and they said, oh, well, we couldn't have rescued Bear Stearns. We didn't have the authority to do it. You didn't have the authority to do it? You had the authority to give J.P. Morgan Chase $30 billion to absorb Bear Stearns, but you didn't have any money to help Bear Stearns out? There's something wrong with this picture. And they could have rescued Lehman Brothers, but they didn't want to rescue Lehman Brothers. They wanted, of course, to precipitate this whole financial crisis. At this time, remember, the Lehman Brothers went down about the 15th of September, very well timed, of course, to bring Barack Obama into the presidency, because they manipulate who we pick for our president. Now, this isn't to say that they didn't run John McCain. He was in their pocket. It's just exactly like Barack Obama was. But Barack Obama is a much more charismatic figure. He's got a wonderful cadence to his talk, much more convincing. And when he says, you know, I am concerned about the privacy of the American people, and that's why we're going to put their medical records on the internet where everybody can read them, it's all about maintaining their privacy. And most people scratch their heads and say, I don't understand how that could be, but it must be all right, because he says he's in favor of our privacy. And then when he, of course, he talks about how we're going to, of course, to, we're just going to have to spend a lot of money and go further into debt so we can overcome this. But this is a good thing. And he keeps telling us it's going to get a lot worse. That's the only thing he's telling us, that's the truth. It's going to get a lot worse, ladies and gentlemen, an awful lot worse. Well, if you're out there, we've got time for one more call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But I think Barack Obama is one of the most charismatic individuals, certainly the candidates that we've ever seen. But unfortunately, he wants, of course, to destroy America. He wants to bring in a socialized medicine and ration access to health care, because that's what it's all about. In fact, they're even setting up a committee to begin studying how they will ration health care. And, of course, for the elderly, they're simply going to be put aside as they did in Hitler's Germany. Sydney, and you have to understand that the political philosophy of the people in power today is very, very similar to the political philosophy of the Nazis. In fact, they even brought the Nazi gun laws over. Senator Thomas Dodd actually got the Nazi gun laws translated into English, and they were enacted here in the United States. And you can actually check that out on under Thomas Dodd up on the Internet. But, of course, you're never going to hear that discussed on the major conservative talk shows in America. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program. Well, Melody, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. And also, along with those with Bear Stearns and Lehman, you had gasoline prices go to $4.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us.
Our listening audience, that Radio Liberty is primarily listener supported. If you're in a position to help us, we have over 60 outlets every week, and we'd certainly appreciate hearing from you. We're reaching people all across America with an understanding not only of what's happening economically and politically, but what's happening spiritually, because behind everything going on today, there are powerful spiritual forces. So we welcome your effort to help us if you're in a position to. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. Now, if you want to understand what's going on economically, let me suggest my talk. It was given about 3 years ago. It was called The Financial Tsunami. And then, of course, we have a new book. I should not say new. It's new for us carrying it. It's called The Money Creators. It's available up on the Amazon. I think it's $39.95. It's about less than half that from Radio Liberty. And it was written in 1935, describing how the Federal Reserve System created the Great Depression. It was all done. In fact, Ben Bernanke now has admitted it was the Federal Reserve that created the Great Depression. If you saw his interview last night, he said, yes, the Federal Reserve created the Great Depression. Now, of course, what he's not telling you right now is that the major banks have plenty of money, but they're simply not readily lending it out. They're increasing the requirements, the reserve requirements, increasing interest rates to fantastic levels. In fact, Southwest Airlines recently, of course, got a loan. It cost them, I think, 10.5% on a $300 million loan. That's $30 million a year that they have to pay just to borrow money. And they had to put up 17 airplanes, big airliners, just to as security for the $300 million loan. Understand that they're making impossible demands on corporations because they really don't want, of course, to create this economic crisis. They know exactly what they're doing. They have plenty of money. So why does Ben Bernanke keep talking about what's going on? Well, because the big banks are very selective in who they're lending to. They're lending to the corporations that are affiliated with the big banks and letting the others, like Circuit City and Mervyn's and the others, pretty cool, right down the tubes, because they can't borrow money. And if you control the supply of credit, you can determine who survives and who, of course, loses out. The small banks aren't paying money because, of course, the Federal Reserve is paying interest on the reserve specifically to dry up the money that the small banks would ordinarily be loaning. They've, for all intents and purposes, dried up about $5 trillion by my calculation. With a 10-to-1 ratio, they've dried up about $500 billion, and that with a fractional reserve system, that would be $5 trillion. When Ben Bernanke says he wants the banking system working, he's not being truthful. They're doing everything they can to keep it from working, but they don't want the American people to know that. So once you understand what's going on, things then really begin to do to make sense. Then, of course, we hope that you want to get my little pamphlets. Actually, one of them is called The History of Money. That's The History of Money. The other is called The Financial Meltdown. If you get any of our items and you request them, we'll be glad to send you copies of our newsletters, my November and December 2008 newsletters, and my January 2009 newsletters. They're out now. And you need to read them to understand how this whole fiasco came about. Or maybe I should say this scam came about. You need to read the book The Creature from Jekyll Island. It is the best single book out there to explain how this system works and, of course, who's behind it. Then, of course, the book The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, or the book The Fiat Money Inflation in France. And if you read those four books, The Money Creators by Gertrude Coogan, The Creature from Jekyll Island, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, and then Fiat Money Inflation in France, and hear my talk, why get our pamphlets, you'll know more than most professors. And remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. You can listen to us on the Internet 9 hours a day. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views that are expressed here, and not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views and the views of our guest. And for the next hour, our guest is going to be Dr. Garth Nicholson. We're going to be talking about the entity of chronic fatigue syndrome. In fact, Garth just came back from an international meeting on chronic fatigue. And Garth, is there anything new on the field?
Well, I was actually surprised at the meeting that, in fact, there wasn't all that much that was new. And that was the surprising thing for me. The field has gotten more sophisticated, but there's not a lot that was new at the meeting.
All right, fine. Well, basically, of course, as you've told us in the past, that this disease of chronic fatigue seems to overlap with this fibromyalgia, seems to overlap to some extent with Lyme disease. And these people have multiple chronic intracellular infections that simply destroy the mitochondrial influence in the cell and lead to these cognitive problems and arthritic problems and just this feeling of chronic fatigue and just not even wanting to get up in the morning. But why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about these entities, when they appeared, because they're really relatively new diseases, aren't they?
They're relatively new, but I think now it's more and more apparent that there are a variety of fatiguing illnesses, as we call them, and they have some common linkage. And I think that's the interesting part of it, and that's, I guess, what was really finally the people at this particular Congress have come together on that, at least. And that the fatiguing illnesses, whether it be Gulf War illness, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia syndrome, post-infective disease syndrome, so on and so forth. Now they finally realize that there are some common problems. And I think one of these, which has been brought out before, but I think was really hammered home at the conference, is that there are a whole series of immunologic aspects of this disease which have really now, I think, become very apparent. But they still haven't made the one leap that I think is really necessary, is that the immunological changes that are now quite well documented really speak towards a chronic infective process. And that's the leap they still have not made, even though we and other people have been yelling about this and publishing about this for years, that the overwhelming majority of these people with fatiguing illnesses have chronic infections. I think they'll get it. Probably by the time of the next meeting, it'll finally sink in.
Well, now, were these people from all over our country, or were they from all over the world?
They were from all over the world. They were from Japan, New Zealand, Australia, the UK, rest of Europe, and so on. They were from all over the world, and it's interesting. We're a little bit more sophisticated than many places around the world in how we approach this problem. Many places around the world are very stagnant. For example, in Europe, with some exception, Belgium, I guess, is a bit of exception, but the rest of the countries of Europe are still fixated on this aspect of, well, if you have a fatiguing illness problem, it's part psychological, it's part can be handled through graded exercise or things like this, diet and so on. Well, that may be true, but they're not really getting at the root causes of it and attacking the root causes of it. At least over here in the U.S., we have a little bit more leeway. It's not quite as dictated, the policy is not quite as dictated by the governments as these other more nationalized health systems, which really don't treat chronic fatigue syndrome as a serious illness yet. But in fact, it affects millions and millions of people. And if you count all the various fatiguing illnesses together, we're talking about, in our country, 10 to 15 million people that are affected. So this is really quite a large group after you start looking at all the fatiguing illness categories.
We're really talking, what, 5% of the population?
I would imagine 5% of the population, and that's probably underreported. These are just the people that seek medical care based on the severity of their signs and symptoms. So it's at least 5%. There's probably another 5% of the population that have problems with fatigue, chronic fatigue. And we've been working on this for some time, and there are some products that are actually out there available for that second category of people who maybe are not incapacitated with fatigue, but they do have fatigue problems, and they get up and they find that they don't have the energy and so on. And a lot of that, we think, is traceable back to some problems that they have with their mitochondria, which is the little batteries inside our cells that produce the energy that they need to function on a daily basis. And then there's probably another, 2 to 4% of so of people that may have fatigue because of psychological and other problems. So that is a characteristic which can lead to fatigue, but we really try and deal more with the people that have real problems in their energy systems, or real problems with infections, or real problems because of other medical problems that lead to fatigue.
You know, one of the problems in the United States is that the doctors who want to help and really who take these patients on, whether it be chronic fatigue or Lyme disease or Gulf War illness, many times, you know, will get into trouble with the other doctors in the community, the medical boards, because, of course, they're many times putting these people on long-term antibiotics. And of course, there's this idea out there, these are not real diseases. This is not a real problem. You're certainly taking advantage of the patients. And many doctors are almost afraid to get involved in treating them, or if they do, they're very, very secretive about it.
Well, unfortunately, part of this is because of the background nature of these illnesses and the infections that are involved. We've discussed Lyme disease before and how this might have been a government project that got out of Plum Island and then carried by birds over to Lyme, Connecticut, where the disease supposedly started, but in fact it really started on Long Island because of the birds carrying ticks and other insects from Plum Island over to Long Island. And the government really didn't want this information to get out, and so they suppressed work on Lyme disease, and unfortunately all that did was result in its spread, very rapid spread. Now it's all across the country. It's on the West Coast. It's on, well, the East Coast is totally saturated with Lyme, particularly in the northeastern part of the United States, but it's in the Midwest, the upper Midwest. It's gotten into Canada, and so it's continuing its spread. You just cannot contain something like this once it gets out. The government would have been much better off.
Hold on, stop. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Nicholson was talking about Lyme disease, how, of course, everything would suggest that this was developed as a government project on Plum Island. It got into Long Island, and then, of course, it got to Lyme, Connecticut, on both sides of this. But basically, of course, the government did not want the people to know that they had been experimenting with these terrible diseases, and because they didn't address this situation, this disease has spread all across the country, and literally millions of people are infected with not only the Borrelia, but the other infections that go along with this. And so many people are incapacitated by Lyme disease, and yet the average person has no idea what's really going on. Even many of the people who have it, they go to the doctor, he does a blood test, it's negative, and they are assured, you have nothing to worry about, we don't know why you have chronic fatigue and all of these other symptoms associated with Lyme disease, but the blood test is negative. What do you say to those people?
Well, get a proper test, because most of the tests really aren't suitable, and unfortunately it's very hard to test for these chronic infections. And in fact, one of the papers that I presented at this conference was on Lyme disease, which was originally diagnosed as chronic fatigue syndrome. They only subsequently found out in the patient cohort that I was studying that it was Lyme disease, starting with some of the co-infections like mycoplasma, which is a very common co-infection with the Lyme Borrelia. And there are other infections as well, Babesia, Bartonella, Ehrlichia, all these different bacterial infections that go along with Lyme. Lyme is a very complex disease process, and the ticks that carry Lyme disease carry all these different infections all at once, and if they bite you, they can transfer these multiple infections to you, and they're often very difficult to find. This really complicates the whole issue of Lyme, because the diagnosis, in most cases, has to be made from a clinical standpoint without laboratory backup, because the tests are so difficult to do, and it's so difficult to find these microorganisms outside of the tissues which they infect. You know, most laboratory samples will just use a blood sample or even serum from the blood to run tests. And unfortunately, it's very hard to find some of these infections with those kinds of tests.
Well, then, of course, do they have to have a very specialized blood test, or how do they go about making the definitive diagnosis?
Well, it's very hard in some cases to actually make a definitive diagnosis based on laboratory results, because the laboratory results can be positive one time and negative another time, depending upon whether the microorganisms are shed into the blood or whether there's a response by the immune system and antibodies made against the microorganism. And this sometimes is difficult because these types of infections actually suppress the immune system, and they don't allow you to make the antibodies and the cell-mediated immunity that is really necessary to suppress the infection. And that's one reason why people have the signs and symptoms. Their immune systems can't suppress these infections that well. So this kind of gets into a vicious circle, and particularly when it comes to chronic Lyme. Chronic Lyme is just Lyme that's persisted for a period of time, usually at least 6 months or so, and it becomes essentially chronic fatigue syndrome. And then it's very difficult to find the microorganisms involved because they're hidden deep inside the tissues, and they don't stimulate much of an immune response unless somebody is really having a relapse, a terrible relapse, where their signs and symptoms are most severe. That's about the only time you can consistently find these infections.
Well, now, is there a place just to empirically put these people on a trial of long-term antibiotics for, say, 3 months or 6 months, something like that, to see if they get better?
Well, most patients do slowly get better, but again, the issue of the co-infections becomes a problem because the treatments required are a bit different depending upon these different co-infections which are involved in the disease process. So if you have mycoplasma, for example, there are certain antibiotics which work best on that, versus if you have Babesia or Bartonella, other types of infections where different types of antibiotics are most beneficial, and the Borrelia itself. So all of this is a major concern, and you really have to go to a Lyme disease expert, and there are very few of those because the medical boards really come down on long-term antibiotics. But unfortunately, that's just about the only way that you can get rid of this.
As one of our friends actually had a bout of pneumonia and afterwards got just a generalized burning all over the skin. And it's just really, of course, associated with a sort of a chronic fatigue syndrome. And, of course, suddenly can these organisms actually produce this sort of a skin reaction, a feeling of burning all over? Have you ever heard that?
Oh, sure. Mycoplasma will do that. For example, it gets in the subcutaneous tissues and inflames the nerves, and it gives someone a sunburn feeling or an irritation to the skin. These peripheral neuropathies, as they're known, are generally caused because the nerves get invaded by these microorganisms, and they become inflamed. And so you can get all kinds of crazy sensations. Some people feel, that they're creepy crawling things under their skin. They start scratching their skin terribly until it's raw. Other people feel a sunburn. Other people, they have different types of feelings on their skin. They get these blotchy rashes all over their skin. And again, this is an inflammation process that occurs where the immune system is trying to find the microorganism and respond against it, and it gives a generalized inflammation in some areas. And so that further complicates the whole process. So, yes, it's actually very common.
Well, of course, certainly the medicine choice used to be doxycycline for chronic treatment or long-term antibiotic treatment. Is Zithromax or some of these others replace it, or is doxycycline still as good as anything?
Well, I think that's a a good place to start. But again, the therapy for chronic Lyme is much more complicated than that, and requires different types of antibiotics long term and complex combinations of different antibiotics. And if people are interested, I've discussed this in a review that I've written for basically for patients, and they can find it on our website at the Institute for Molecular Medicine. And that's www.immed.org. Just remember immediate.org. And you can find information on Lyme disease under infectious disease and under treatment on our website, and you can download that information. And we've just added actually a new article by Joe Burascano, who's a Lyme expert, and that's under the treatment section of the website. And he discusses long-term treatments with various antibiotics and their success and so on. So that's really kind of a Bible for practitioners who treat Lyme disease, but patients might find it very interesting as well to compare that to the treatment that they're receiving.
Well, you know, I certainly wonder, you know, in the socialized medical countries, so many of the countries over in Europe, are they socialized, and if there's really the incentive on the part of the doctors to treat the patients when, you know, they have sort of just a long-term disease and not well recognized, whereas, you know, certainly in a free society where people can go from doctor until they find a doctor who seems to have the expertise, it's an entirely different situation. I am very worried about what's going to happen to these people with aquatic diseases if our president's system plan to get, you know, socialized medicine in, which is really going to have to be a system of rationed health care, because there's not enough money in our entire budget to really pay for socialized medicine. I mean, this is an incredible idea, and of course, what they're really talking about to me is rationed access to health care.
Well, I think it's headed in that direction. Fortunately, here in the United States, people, if they are not satisfied with that type of system, they can get care elsewhere. But in other parts of the world, there's just no other options, and the healthcare systems there are strictly a monopoly. And hopefully we won't head down that monopolistic type of healthcare program or system here in the U.S., because if that's the case, then we're going to be in big trouble, just like all these other countries, I think, are in big trouble with their healthcare systems.
Well, I think they have pretty much of an exclusive healthcare system in Canada. You can't actually buy your own healthcare. You can't even go out and get an MRI or a CAT scan. You can get it for your cat, but you can't get it for yourself. You have to go on the list there. So, you know, and I really believe that probably we're going to be moving towards a Canadian type of healthcare, which is the greatest system in the world as long as you're completely well.
Well, not only that, I mean, it's the greatest system in the world if you've got the greatest health administrators in the world running the system, and that generally isn't the case. And that becomes a real issue as to who makes the decisions, who makes these healthcare decisions. And then all of a sudden you find eventually that the bean counters start making them. The people that are interested in saving money end up making the decisions, and then you're in real big trouble, because then, as in Canada right now, the people there that fall outside the traditional medical system, they come to the United States to get their health care, but that won't be available if the United States goes to a Canadian system.
Well, I think we're heading entirely the wrong direction, but so many Americans, well, I don't really think they voted for socialized medicine, but they're going to get it anyway, because we really didn't have much of a choice in the last election, unfortunately. But let's stick pretty much to the medical issues here. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you're out there across America, you have a question for our guest tonight, Dr. Garth Nicholson, and we're talking about chronic fatigue and these chronic infections, these chronic intercellular infections. Now, last time we talked, you were using some sort of a product that actually targeted the mitochondria, and seemed to you were getting pretty good results with that. Is that pretty well held up?
Oh yes. In fact, I presented a presentation, a paper on that at this lab meeting, where we'd actually combined it with another natural product to actually help people lose weight and at the same time have less fatigue, which, of course, when you're in a weight loss program, and fatigue is a major problem. So this gets around some of that problem, and it's an all-natural thing, very safe and very healthy, and yet it helps restore mitochondrial function at the same time.
All right, fine. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Dr. Garth Nicholson. If you have a question, this is such a prevalent condition, and most people don't understand it. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, Garth, do you think there's any increasing awareness of this among the general practitioners in America?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Older, their mitochondria just don't function as well by the time you get to be 80. I just wonder, does that make you want to take naps more often?
Well, it certainly would, but the other aspect of this is that often people that have these fatiguing illnesses, they try and eat to get better, and unfortunately they start putting on a lot of weight. So we've come up with a new product called Healthy Curb, which not only curbs your appetite, but it also replaces the damaged mitochondrial membranes with the natural mitochondrial membrane lipids, an NT factor, and it also blocks the uptake of these simple sugars in the gut. And so that's a product that I did. We actually had a presentation at this last meeting on it, and the reason that I made the presentation at the Chronic Fatigue Syndrome Conference is because not only the NT factor, which is of interest because it helps repair the damaged mitochondria, and reduces the fatigue factor, but also it's all natural. So there's no added stimulants, there's no chemicals in it, there's no drugs in it. And so people like that quite a bit, the fact that we weren't giving more drugs or stimulants to people to artificially pump them up. And yet we were able to reduce their weight, and we proved that. And not only reduce their weight, but it reduced their girth. That is, reduced their waistline and their hips and so on in a very natural process. Incredibly safe. That's the interesting thing about this. These products, it's an all-natural product, but we found absolutely in our studies, absolutely no problem with tolerance among people who were taking this. We couldn't find anybody that had an adverse reaction. And, you know, that's rare with drugs. There's usually somebody that has some kind of an adverse reaction.
Well, do you take this along with the ProPax, or do you take ProPax, or do you take it separately?
Well, you can do either. You can take it at the same time.
It also has an NC factor in it,
and it has a kidney bean starch blocker, which is an FDA-approved way to block the uptake of carbohydrates. So it's a very safe product, and really have had good results with it.
Now, what is the name of that?
Healthy Curb.
Healthy Curb?
Yes. And that product actually made by the same company that makes the NT Factor and the ProPex, and it's just another way to put NT Factor into a different product for a different use, in this case for a weight loss product. It's very safe. It contains no stimulants or drugs.
All right, fine. And how can people get that?
They can just go to their computer and type in Healthy Curb, for example, and it will come up, or they can find this at the vitamin shop or, you know, some of the major online drug stores that the people go to will have this product. Or they can get it direct from the manufacturer, which is Nutritional Therapeutics out of New York. And that's they've been really good about developing new products, and we've been helping them design new products that are safe and effective for people that have these fatiguing illnesses.
Well, now, what sort of response did you get from the people that you would actually put this onto the Healthy Curb?
Well, people are love this product. Because again, it contains no drugs or stimulants, and they can lose weight, and yet it's still instead of getting fatigued while they're losing weight, they actually find they have more energy, and that was the whole idea, was to build this energy product NT Factor into it. And the added benefit, one of the other reasons for putting the NT Factor in it, it actually curbs your appetite. That's why the name Healthy Curb. So people were naturally eating less. And they found that they were eating less while they're on the product, and so it had an added benefit. So I've tried it myself. It's very effective, and it doesn't. You won't lose weight as fast as if you take drugs that hop you up all day long that have caffeine and other stimulants in them. But it's a nice, slow, gradual, safe weight loss, and you feel better while you're on it instead of. That drugged up feeling that you feel with some of the weight loss products, instead of that, you have a very natural feeling and a lot more energy naturally.
And it just blocks the absorption then of starches, is that it?
Yeah, the part of the product, the Phaseolus vulgaris, is a FDA-approved kidney bean product that blocks the starch uptake. And in the NT Factor, curbs the appetite and restores the mitochondrial function. So you mix the two together and you get a very nice, natural product that is really safe and healthy for you.
All right, fine. Well, of course, our guest is Dr. Garth Nicholson. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question at all about what's going on, give us a call. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Dr. Garth Nicholson, and of course we're talking about chronic fatigue syndrome, which of course overlaps with fibromyalgia, overlaps with Gulf War syndrome, overlaps with Lyme disease, all related to the chronic intracellular infections, which are really such a devastating factor in people's lives today. And do you think that the incidence of chronic fatigue and Lyme and certainly fibromyalgia is actually increasing?
It is, and it's basically because it hasn't been stopped. A lot of these infections have spread like Lyme disease across the country and now involve areas that never had these diseases before. So it is increasing, and that's the unfortunate part when things like Lyme disease get loose. Unless they're stomped out at the very onset, they will spread, they will penetrate further into the population, and that's what's happening. And it's also happened with the mycoplasma, which is an airborne infection. It's spread and penetrate further in the population. We're seeing it in children, particularly children with autism spectrum disorders, for example. A very high percentage of those are infected with these types of infections. There's a percentage of those children that are actually Lyme patients as well. So these chronic infections are reaching out and penetrating into the society at all levels, in the elderly, in the very young, and everybody in between. And they have different manifestations, for example, in the young, which become autistic or have different aspects of autism, or attention deficit disorder, for example, and other Asperger's syndrome and so on. And so we see it there in a different area of when they get a little older, to teenagers or sub-teenagers. They have a kind of a pediatric chronic fatigue syndrome, to adults, which have chronic fatigue syndrome, to finally to older elderly people that have a complete breakdown of their systems with massive severe fatigue and so on, and can barely function. So we see this from the very young to the very old now, and we've never seen it like this before. We were discussing this once before, Stan. I've taught medical school for 30 more years before I retired. I know you did, too, and we never taught our medical students these problems.
No, I know. In fact, I was just amazed to really even learn about mycoplasma disease after I came back from Africa, because about 1977, 1978, and suddenly I'm learning about this mycoplasma, atypical pneumonia, influenza. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dr. Garth Nicholson. Would you like to get out your website, how people can get the information that you have available?
The Institute for Molecular Medicine website is www.immed.org. You can remember that. Just remember immediate.org, and you'll get immed.org. And the Institute for Molecular Medicine is a nonprofit research organization that does work on chronic diseases, and including the ones that we've been talking about this evening, the fatiguing illnesses. But it also does work on neurodegenerative diseases, autoimmune diseases, and other chronic conditions.
All right, well, our telephone number, if you'd like to talk to Dr. Nicholson, you have a question for him, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. What's happened to the victims of Gulf War disease? Now we're talking about 18 years ago when these people actually came down with the disease. Have they gotten better through the years?
Ones that had their illnesses properly diagnosed and treated did eventually recover, but there are many that did not. I would say the majority never did recover from their illnesses, and they're still ill to this day. Many have died. In fact, that's kind of a top secret sort of thing, the number that have died, but there's got to be at least 30,000 that have died between the Gulf War and now, and so it was a major problem. It's a problem which has repeated itself in the most recent conflicts in Afghanistan and Iraq. Not the same percentage of illness, but it's there. The reason that it's not as high a percentage, up to 18% or more, the personnel deployed in the first Gulf War came down with Gulf War illnesses. But in the subsequent Iraqi Freedom War and in Afghanistan, the conflict there, the percentage is much lower. They've learned a bit since the first Gulf War. They've learned how to give the immunizations and spread them out, whereas in the first Gulf War, most of the deployed forces received as many as 20 to 30 different immunizations over a 3-day period, and it's That's terrible. It's very immune suppressing and left them wide open to get these diseases, whereas they learned something and they were better prepared for these more current conflicts, and they spread out the immunization, so that helped to lower the percentage of illness quite a bit. But we still have a problem with the military vaccines. We still have a problem with people getting exposed naturally to these types of infectious diseases and not getting adequate treatment.
All right, we've got George calling us from New York, so let's go to George here. George, you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do. I was wondering about colloidal silver. I have a little generator that can make the microparticle colloidal silver. And I was wondering if it would be effective against the mycoplasmas.
All right, fine. That's a question. Now, what do you feel about the colloidal silver, Dr. Nicholson?
Well, the problem with colloidal silver is quite effective against extracellular bacteria, but it's a more difficult process when these bacteria are inside the cell. That means the colloidal silver has to get inside the cells and the tissues to get at the infection. And I think that's where the problem comes about. The amount of colloidal silver required to do that can turn a person into virtually a tin man. We've seen this. People come in to our institute that have taken so much colloidal silver that they look almost shiny from all the silver that's concentrated under their skin in the subcutaneous tissues.
How about if you have this microparticle, really fine particle of colloidal silver?
Well, the problem is you can't make a particle fine enough to easily pass through the membrane of the cell without damaging it. So, again, most of the particles accumulate outside the cells, outside the tissues in the interstitial fluids. They're just not going to do anything against these intracellular bacteria.
Now, what about the effect of colloidal silver? We searched it's a heavy metal. Are there any toxicities associated with colloidal silver? I mean, it certainly is an excellent bactericidal agent, on burns, it's certainly external.
Oh, absolutely.
I think for
certain uses, I think for oral use, for example, for external use, I think it's fine. It's probably an excellent way to sterilize the site of a wound. I just have a problem with people taking it internally because you don't really pass it readily. It tends to accumulate slowly over time, and it could cause problems because of... it's a heavy metal. Now, the people that make this make all these claims, but they're kind of, grandfathered in since colloidal silver was around since the 30s, and it actually predates the FDA, so it never really received the scrutiny by the FDA that a lot of newer drugs receive. So I think that's something that I've never seen good clinical trials conducted on it, for example, because of that. And it's just something that we just have not seen any real good efficacy from it in our studies, for example, with the Gulf War veterans. So I tend to shy away from it.
Okay, George, that answers your question. I feel exactly the same way.
Yes, I suppose it does.
Actually, I've had a number of opportunities to advertise colloidal silver, and certainly they've done everything they could convince me to actually take them on as advertisers. And I've read all of their papers, and they wonderful studies as far as superficial wounds. It's wonderful as far as any sort of an external wound is concerned, but. I, having examined this to the best of my knowledge, I just had to turn people down. Believe me, that's hard to do. When, of course, you're trying to raise the funds to keep your network going, but I have to do what I think is right for my listeners. So we've refused to utilize this because it's a heavy metal, and like so many other of the metals that get into our body, they can have deleterious effects. And certainly, if you've ever seen anybody with argyria, why they're really talk about black eyes, it really is sort of scary. Hey, thanks very much for calling. And let's go to Joe, who's calling from New Jersey. And again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Joe. Do you have a question for our guest?
Well, sure. I've always had a problem myself with consuming too much sugar and refined products. And I noticed that it affects my immune system to the point where if I get a wound, it takes a lot longer to heal, as well as I'm beginning to wonder whether our whole world is consuming too much refined foods as well as sugars.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you, 100%. And one of the first things that, we give in terms of instructions to our patients is to immediately cut down as much as possible on the refined sugar. We put way too much refined sugar in foods, the simple sugars that I'm talking about, which can cause major problems. And we load up our kids with this, and it gets to the point where it's absolutely toxic in large quantities. So I think this is something that, we really need to work on as a nation in reducing the amount of processed sugar that we put in our foods and that we intake. And again, I was talking about this product, Healthy Curb. This helps block the uptake of those kind of simple sugars. But I know how you feel. I mean, if I take a lot of sugar, and I watch sugar very carefully in my diet, and I'm not a diabetic, by the way, but if I take in too much sugar, it really causes me major problems, and it can suppress your immune system, can cause other problems, and so it's just something that people should naturally try and cut down the amount of simple sugars in their diet.
And Joe, I know that if I eat more candy, a lot of candy, well, then I'll start to get come down with almost with a cold, and then I've got to take my vitamin D and my antibiotics to prevent me coming down from the cold. And then if I stay away from the sugar, I'm ever so much better. So you're absolutely right. We should avoid it like the plague. But every once in a while, a little bit is not bad. But suddenly, if you're eating a lot of sugar, you're going to be in real trouble from your immune suppression. Okay? Anything else you wanted to say? I guess we lost Joe, and let's go to Nick, who's calling from Carmel. Hi, Nick. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you, Dr. Stan. Thank you for taking my call. Dr. Nicholson, are there any good repellents to use against the deer tick that causes the Lyme disease? Any sprays that you could use?
Oh, boy. That's a good question. You know, the traditional sprays that contain DEET and other chemicals, some people really react quite strongly to when they hit the skin. There are some newer, more natural repellents out. I really can't comment on them because I don't have experience with them myself, and I haven't really seen any clinical trials on this. But I think this is something that we really need to do, is to develop some natural insect repellents that are effective and stay around and work long term to repel insects. You know, I know in the Army they've even gone to using things which, you know, you can get over the counter that are lotions that you put on your skin to make your skin softer, which sometimes are effective. But none of these things work long term, and none of these things are effective against all insects. So that's something which I think we need to work on.
You know, one of the things that's really so infuriating is that I used to love to go walking out in the woods. You know, when I grew up, there was just nothing to worry about in the woods other than poison oak. And but you know, now certainly even in the area where you and I live, Nick, why the deer ticks are here, and the deer ticks are infected with the with the Borrelia. So and this is all because there's been a conscious effort to conceal, I believe, what went on at Plum Island. Anything else, Nick?
Yeah, one other question. The tick that causes Lyme, I understand, is about the size of a head on a needle. It's real small. It's not like the regular deer, not like the regular ticks that we usually encounter. Does the tick that causes the Lyme, does it blow up when it sucks the blood like a regular tick does?
Dr. Nicholson, did you get the question? Doctor, did you get the question? I hope we didn't lose Dr. Nicholson. I get that we did. I'm going to ask my producer to get him back on the line here. I really can't tell you, Nick, when he comes back, why we'll ask him the question. Anything else you'd like to ask before while we're getting him back on the line?
Oh, that'll be it. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Okay, let's go to Carrie, who's calling from Santa Cruz. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 416-464-8295. And fortunately, we have our guest back on the line. Garth, the caller was asking if this was a different type of tick. He said he'd heard it was a very, very tiny tick. I didn't realize, of course, that it was any different. I thought it was just a regular old-fashioned tick that gave you the problem.
Well, it turns out there are a variety of different ticks that can harbor the Borrelia, Mycoplasma, Ehrlichia, Babesia, Bartonella, and all the other co-infections. And now we know that the most dangerous ticks are the nymph of the tick, which is the immature form of the tick. They're the most ones likely to pass these infections, and they're really tiny. They're so tiny you can barely see them. And so he's right about the small ticks. The nymphs are the ones that are the most dangerous. So now we know that there are a variety of deer, not only deer ticks, but brown ticks and spotted ticks and so on that can carry these infections. So it's spread out in the ticks. It's not only deer ticks, but other kinds of ticks can also carry these infections now.
That's really scary. The thing is that, you know, to see these new diseases coming down the line, this is really what's so pretty so disheartening. And so the point where I'm just not anxious to get out and go walking in the woods anymore. And, of course, somebody just called and asked if there's any way to protect oneself against the ticks, and I don't think there really is there?
Well, I'm not so sure that there is. You can use repellents, of course, but the best thing to do is to completely shower and soap and shampoo yourself thoroughly after you go out in the woods every time, and don't delay on that. And to look for evidence of tick, they tend to hide in certain places. They can certainly hide around the groin and not be seen, but there are other places where they might hide, and so you really have to be diligent.
All right, fine. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, and let's go to Carrie, who's calling us from Santa Cruz. Hi, Carrie. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, thank you. And I have probably had Lyme disease for about 9 years, and I've been trying to get it diagnosed, and, of course, I ended up on disability because I'm in my 60s now, and I ended up on disability because of chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. But they never did, and all the medical testing and doctors I went to, and I had good insurance, and I went and I just kept going and trying to get help. I never was officially diagnosed with Lyme, but I have all the symptoms of it, and one practitioner I see who uses the high-tech machines, some of the tests showed inconclusive, and they say even though it's the titer may be four of them and one's inconclusive, that means you could still have it. Is that true?
That's true. In fact, a lot of people that get these tests, they may be positive at one point in time and negative at another point in time. And so some of the tests depend upon the release of the microorganism into the circulation. Other tests depend upon antibodies. Mm-hmm. And, of course, these infections tend to suppress the immune system, so mm-hmm. you often don't get a good antibody response. So it's often hard to get a good diagnostic report.
My other big worry is I do have a sweetheart, and one doctor said it's contagious in the sense that you can give it to your partner, kind of like AIDS.
What about that?
And kissing and stuff like that. Is
well,
that true?
It depends. Some of the co-infections that go along with the Borrelia can be passed, and we found that in the Gulf War families, for example, with the Mycoplasma, which it can be an airborne infection as well as an insect-borne infection, can be fairly easily passed with prolonged contact. Mm-hmm. So that's one type of infection that you can pass. The Borrelia is a little more difficult to pass. There you have to really exchange fluids. But sexual fluids, for example, saliva and so on, that has the potential, at least, to be a problem.
So you think some people might be getting this from their partners? If their partners are infected, could I have infected someone that I've been loving?
Well, certainly if you've been sexually active with that partner, yes, there is that possibility. If it's a close but not intimate contact, there's a possibility that some of the co-infections, like mycoplasma, mm-hmm. could be passed.
Yeah.
Now, there is an organization locally here Carrie, it's called SC Lyme, SCLYME.org. Mm-hmm. You might want to go there on the internet. The other thing is certainly you want to go to Garth Nicholson's website, immed.org.
Yeah, org.
Okay.
God bless. Thank you.
Thank you so very much. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Dr. Garth Nicholson, and we're going to Eddie in New York. So, Eddie, if you would just hang on the line there. But again, this is a really terrible condition. So many people out there are incapacitated by it, and unfortunately, most of the doctors, and I'm not saying this derogatorily about doctors, but the organizations and the CDC and the other government agencies have an organized campaign of saying it just doesn't exist. And I always have to ask yourself, why are they trying to convince us it doesn't exist when it does? Well, let's see.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
And I probably avoid a lot of complications. A little, if you can't get some rubbing alcohol, put some whiskey on it, or turpentine, or paint thinner, anything like that. And then get to the doctor as soon as you can, but at least you can stop the thing from,
The problem is that once they've latched on and their saliva has penetrated in, their saliva has anticoagulants, and even if you kill them at that point and they're still attached, there's still the blood flowing back and forth. That's the problem, because that's when the infections can get in.
Okay,
quickly, we've got Kurt here. Kurt, do you have a quick question? We're out of time.
Just a quick comment. I was only nipped. The tick never burrowed in. He just nipped me. I don't even know where the site was.
All right.
I just found him crawling on me, and I got Lyme.
I got okay, fine. How are you doing now?
Well, Lyme, 20 years healed.
All right, God bless.
Yep.
Thanks for calling. Okay, fine. Well, Garth, we're out of time. It's been a fascinating program. Have you ever noticed that nobody calls during the first part of the program, and then at the end of the program, everybody calls?
Well, that's just the way it is.
That's the way it is. Well, I love doing talk radio, and I really love having you as a special guest here. So thanks very much for being with us. If anything new comes up, please give us a call.
Anytime.
God bless. Bye-bye.
All right.
All right, fine. Well, that was Dr. Garth Nicholson. I do hope you've enjoyed our program. And we do have a great DVD with Dr. Nicholson. We call it Terrible New Diseases. We recommend that. That's Terrible New Diseases. And then, of course, we have information from Dr. Blaylock, Life-Saving Secrets. And we put together a number of four CD sets on so many of the issues that face us today. We have a new DVD with Dr. Blaylock called Vaccines and Brain Development. Vaccines and Brain Development. And you should understand the danger of vaccines as far as your brain development of your child. It should be pointed out that Amish children and Mennonite children who do not take vaccines do not get the neurodevelopmental problems. They don't get the autism or the Asperger's disease or the attention deficit disorders, or so many of the mental problems, neurodevelopmental abnormalities that people get who take the vaccines. We have actually two excellent four-tape sets on vaccines, Vaccine and Vaccine Update 2009. We've got certainly the books by Neil Miller, and we recommend them. Vaccines, Are They Safe and Effective in Autism? And then the Vaccine Safety Manual. It's a 500-page book with a foreword by Dr. Blaylock. Excellent material, and we do hope you want to get this. Again, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Remember, about 25% of the pneumonias we see are mycoplasma infections. About 25% of people with influenza, they're mycoplasma infections. And these can become chronic and develop these terrible diseases. And you really need to see Dr. Garth Nicholson's presentation, Terrible New Diseases, the excellent DVD. The number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You can go there. You can look at all the DVDs and the books, the other things we have. If you haven't seen the great new DVD, The Eye of the Phoenix, you need to get it. You need to get, of course, the DVDs on They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, the 2-hour, the 3-hour, 4-hour, 10-hour versions, because many of the people in our country, in key positions, in finance, in certainly entertainment, in government, in education, even in the clergy, have sold their souls to the devil. They've made an agreement. They've made a pact. And this excellent DVD, They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America. Pray for revival, because if the country doesn't turn back to God, we're going to lose it. But pray for Radio Liberty.
Tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.